Pence made an appearance in Kentucky to tout the GOP health care plan in the Senate. He told those in attendance, no matter what the liberal media is trying to say about the president, he's focused on helping the American people.
You elected a fighter. You elected a winner. And no matter what issue the media may be focused on any given moment, I promise you, President Donald Trump will never stop fighting for the issues that matter most to the people of Kentucky and the people all across this country.
USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
A ruling in a French court saving Google billions of dollars.
The Paris Administrative Court ruled on Wednesday that Google Ireland Limited was not subject to corporate and added value taxes from 2005 to 2010. The ruling strikes down a demand for back payments from French tax authorities. The court ruled that Google did not have a permanent establishment in France that would justify the bill. The French finance ministry says it's considering an appeal.
Pennsylvania authorities have positively identified the remains of 19-year-old Dean Finocchiaro of Middletown Township, reported missing along with three other men. The search for the three missing men continues. Bucks County DA Matthew Weintraub told reporters today his officers are digging through tons of dirt in the sweltering heat again today after Finocchiaro's body was found in a grave with other remains that have yet to be identified. And the Justice Department cracking down on health care fraud and drug abuse. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says more than 400 people have been charged in a case of false billings. USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
An anonymous Good Samaritan stepping up for the firefighters trying to stop wildfires in California. Chris Barnes has this great report.
The Colton Fire Department saying that a woman bought dinner for 25 of its firefighters who had just spent all day battling a wildfire last Saturday. They had gone to a Denny's. A department spokesman saying an anonymous woman picked up the tab for the firefighters, paying over $350 for their meals. Then she added a $50 tip, and she bought a $100 gift card for the next round of firefighters who came in the door. The mystery woman left before the fire crews could get her name, so the fire chief is thanking her on social media and here on the radio. I'm Chris Barnes.
Some police brutality activists in San Diego upset over a video that shows a police dog biting a suspect after he's already in cuffs. Here's the story from Jason Campidonia.
Cell phone video shows a man in handcuffs on the ground with several officers around him and a police dog chomping on his arm.
You have no control of your dog whatsoever. Are you kidding me?
A second video shows the dog biting the man before he was in cuffs and before the officers were able to control him. The man was confronted by police after jumping on cars and acting out violently last Sunday in downtown San Diego. SDPD says the canine officer applied a technique to get the dog to release, but sometimes it's just not that easy. I'm Jason Campidonia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And he's got a smile on his face because you got what you got that very effective tool of yours.
It's the coffee silo.
Yes.
And it's filled right to the brim. Somebody did it again and made me a brand new fresh pot of coffee. That is a great way to start the show, folks. I'm just telling you. Listen, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts all, we've got an opportunity now to look back at the week for 4th of July, Independence Day. Always frustrates me when they say, Happy 4th of July. So you mean Happy Independence Day when the original Brexit took place? I love the holiday. I really am moved by the meaning of it. Not all of us saw it the same way, though. Did you folks watch our Michigan's U.S. Senator playing Red Rover, Red Rover, out on the Grand Haven Beach? Did you see that, Ludwig?
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
I'm telling you, it was fascinating. Listen, folks, just to give you a little background, there's an organization, I can't tell you the name, but I think it's Great Lakes Protection, Great Lakes something. They were, in part, listen, there are two things. First off, I applaud what they were actually physically doing there. They invested, the group in total, I doubt the Senator Stabenow did this, but the group in total spent a fair amount of time out on the beaches, on a number of beaches around the Great Lakes here for Michigan, cleaning up beaches before the holiday festivities and beachgoers arrived. So I applaud that, I do. I think that's great. But then they turned it from that into a political stunt, which was a whole line of them. By the way, if the photo was a little bit deceiving, because the whole line of them was about 15 or 16 people. So we're not talking about mountains and mountains of people. In fact, more people shared it from my Facebook page than shared it from the organization's statewide page. I kind of shook my head at that. At any rate, so what it was is they're standing hand in hand, and they are evidently they're protesting President Trump's removal of the Great Lakes Protection Fund money from the budget, keeping in mind that that's a suggested budget. He's not the guy that actually does it. The House of Representatives hold the checkbook unless someone's changed the Constitution while I wasn't paying attention. The bigger point that I really want to touch on, aside from the politics, the obvious and the photo ops, and it was a campaign thing that, in my view, blew up in her face because it looked silly. It really looked really stupid, for lack of better words. I was embarrassed for her. You know, forget the fact that I don't agree with her on much. She's still our Michigan's U.S. Senator, and we collectively, if represented by her, we looked stupid, folks. I'm just telling you. That aside, None of these folks ever pause and say, I wonder what they do with that $200 billion or whatever the actual number was that President Trump said not so much. What do they do with it? They all want it, and they applaud like penguins because we need it. We desperately need it. Okay, well, how does it mechanically, how does it actually do anything that saves the Great Lakes? First off, by the way, if you've been to any of the Great Lakes, especially Lake Michigan and Lake Huron right there with it, by the way, those two lakes that I have direct hands-on feet-in experience, they're looking pretty darn good. I'm not sure what we're saving them from. I understand there's a pipeline up in Mackinac that their heads are spinning over, but this money wouldn't go to that. So you pause and say, well, what do they do with the money? Miles, any idea what they do with this big, gigantic pot of money that they're dreaming about getting back?
No, I can't say that I do.
They don't either. That's the problem.
The only thing I've ever heard about it is about the Sioux locks, that something with this helps keep that clean, even though it's a deep water.
That's the zebra battle going on?
That's part of this thing. It's obviously, it's government waste, a lot more than this little bit we need.
Listen, if they could mechanically show me, this is the dollars that we need, this is how it's going to be spent. I never get to hear, how is it spent? It always goes to this, 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 this. Well, okay, show me mechanically in math. I like math, not as much as Miles does, but I like it. Show me how that adds up. How does it physically get from here to there to there? You always get the deer in the headlight look. Well, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of taxpayers, a lot of people's, thousands and thousands of people's entire federal contribution go into this one fund that they're whining about losing. Hasn't been lost yet, by the way. That's what it's his recommendation. They got to show me. That's all I want. Show me or don't spend it.
Has he recommended cutting it? Just stop the inflation rate of increasing it?
No, he's cut it. Actually, his recommendation is to withdraw almost all of it.
Okay. So almost all of it.
Not all of it.
Which means he may see what actually needs to be done and say, I'm cutting the budget to what needs to be done. Like a business would do.
I got to tell you, my interpretation was that he couldn't find what they actually, how do you protect the water with it? Because when I look out there at Lake Michigan, I see it every single day of my life. When I look out there, I don't see the result of a dollar. Now, I do see, by the way, I don't agree with the folks politically, but I saw the results of their effort when they went out there and volunteered as cleanup. I applaud that. I do. I take nothing from it. But I don't get the money hookup. I don't. Now, maybe someone will probably email me or Facebook message me and tell me I'm crazy. I would like to see that. Show me. And then I'll read it on the air. Show me the facts of it. Because I don't. Right now, I'm on board with him. That said, I'm going to guess from what we know of him that he's thinking somewhere between all the money and zero is where we ought to be. So if we're going to negotiate, let's start at zero.
I have seen some local congressmen throughout the Lakeshore who are on both sides of the aisle.
Listen,
say they want it too.
Congressman Huizenga is interested in protecting, but I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Mm-mm.
But I don't think that he's in an absolute agreement with Trump on this, but I equally don't think he's in absolute agreement with I'm going to guess he's not in absolute agreement with Senator Stabenow.
No, and even the way he's went about stating his opinion isn't getting 20 people and trying to block a beachfront on a holiday weekend.
Now, speaking about cleaning up and blocking holiday weekends, did you have an opportunity to see the fisticuff that took place at Grand Havens Beach?
Yeah, we were about 200 yards away.
Just folks, so you can get a picture of for the folks that are not from this area, Grand Havens State Park Beach is the smallest state park in the state of Michigan, and it is the most visited. Its two busiest days of the year are 4th of July and Coast Guard weekend. Those are the two busiest cycles for week-long basis that propel the Grand Haven economy. So after Debbie Stabenow's team left from cleanup and doing the photo op, a couple hours later, and folks, unrelated. It's important for me to say it's unrelated. I saw a lot of conspiracy theories and connect the dots on Facebook, and in fact, my own post had a number of people trying to connect that dot, including me, because early on I wondered whether that was the case. They were not connected in any way, shape, or form. However, South Haven last year, 1 year ago, had the same fisticuff. And evidently the law enforcement had noticed tweets that were leading up to this Grand Haven drama. It's people from out of town.
Yeah.
Just let's be, you know, blunt about it. It's folks that are not Grand Haven folks. And by the way, they weren't the folks from South Haven that created the mayhem in South Haven a year ago. It's a shame that folks think that it's okay. By the way, both groups. I was pushing back on Stabbing On, still are. You know, why would you do that on the biggest holiday of the... I know why she did it. It's the photo op.
Yeah.
But it was rude, in my view, to block and get in the way of folks that were finally able to get a vacation and come to... I just thought it was rude.
I don't think that Stabbing On's event caused that. Whatever that was going on there, because we were there, even my wife, when we got there, said, we should go. That's a big crowd. It looks sketchy. I said, we're fine. And we were all back to the car. My youngest thought she heard a gunshot, which there was no guns. It was an M80 being thrown off, and these kids were just scattering. So it was an intimidating factor for families that were down there.
Well, listen, there's a lot left to be discussed on that. We'll have to save it for another time. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The Like Hewitt Show is a service of RenegadeRiver.com.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts, guys, help me understand the Trump CNN takedown clip, because I got to tell you, I had a different take on it than CNN did and some of President Trump's detractors. I thought it was hilarious from the standpoint that they've been trying to take him down. It's been this like immortal wrestling match. And so for me, it was just funny because I thought they liked theater, by the way. It was just theater of what has actually been happening. So I got to, Miles, you're the resident Trump publican. How did you see it, sir?
Yeah, I think, this is just the continuation of every once in a while Trump will slip a tweet in there that just pokes the press in the eye, whether it's CNN or fake news or some of the other things. And this is just the latest edition of a tweet to kind of stick his thumb in their eye.
They take it very seriously at CNN, more seriously than they take truth in news reporting, in actual journalism.
I thought the video was hilarious. But I don't think that the President of the United States should tweet that.
He retweeted it. I got to tell you, normally I would be on board with you, but I thought it was just comical. And the fact that that's what they've been trying to do is do a big-time wrestling takedown of him. That shows how old I am. I refer to it as big-time wrestling. But that's what it was. That's what they've been trying to do since well before he even won the primary. They've been trying to take him down, like big-time wrestling.
I think it was hilarious. Just the president shouldn't tweet that. And here's my problem with him tweeting it. And it's not even me personally. It's when I'm talking to my mom, who's a diehard Republican, and she goes, I'm sick of it. I can't support that. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
She's supposed to laugh, because that was funny.
It was. Well, it's a culmination of all of them. She didn't know about this until I told her. Then she laughed about it because she thought it was funny.
See?
But
it was funny.
She just goes, why do you have to keep doing that? I can't support that.
Listen, can she support CNN hunts down the meme maker, will out it if he does it again? And you're going, well, this is like juvenile. This is something like seventh grade. If you do that again, I'm going to tell on you. Listen, you go, really? Is that where we're at? Now, listen, for 4th of July, I was looking for a Ronald Reagan clip on YouTube. And the reason I'm drawing that in right now is because it was stellar, the difference in the media. NBC, of course, keep in mind, I'm looking at 85, 86, 87. So we're before cable, we're before the internet. And the press, when President Ronald Reagan walked out aboard the naval vessel, the JFK, it was pomp and circumstance, and the media, the tone, as the guy was doing the announcing of the President of the United States, it was what it should be.
Fitting of the office.
It was fitting of the office. It was the presidency. And folks, don't misunderstand me here. Clearly, the media wasn't centrist in 1986. They didn't like Ronald Reagan at all. And for us folks who are a little more mature, Miles and I for certain, we remember the media loathed him. But they were respectful of the presidency. When the man walked out on the front of the ship, they said the right things. They announced him without the mockery and the obnoxiousness in their tone. And folks listening to me right now are probably saying, well, that's because Trump deserves it or doesn't deserve it. But the reality of it is that they weren't that way with Bush. They didn't have an air of there's the president tone. And in reality, they didn't really have it with Obama either, because we've become such a sensational culture, and I believe it's at their hands. Miles said it a couple episodes ago that it's all about ratings, so they've turned into bomb throwers. Miles, what do you think about all of this?
Well, for some of us who were Trump publicans from way back. This was
He's telling you folks he's a purist and we're not.
No, but I mean, part of the reason why we got on the train is because somebody actually punched back. And they didn't just lay down like, you remember, Shrub would always just sit there and just continue on his message. Nobody ever pushed back against the media, against some of the garbage that they were pulling. So part of the attraction for some of us back in the day was that he was actually pushing back. Now, I get Ludwig's issue around it doesn't look presidential, but we got tired of presidential. We got tired of just sitting there and taking it.
I'm the same way, Miles. I wanted somebody who talked the way we do, tells it how it is. I just, when I hear people that say they can't defend it, that's where I get a problem. But at the same time, I think that the trend of fighting the media back started with Newt and the 2012 yeah. primary.
Newt?
In the one debate, yeah. he told the media, shut up. Right. You're trying to pit us against each other when in about 6 months we're going to have to fight with each other. This is enough. And he skyrocketed in the polls.
Right.
The next debate, Romney tried that same thing, and then he took off in the polls. He actually cut Newt off at one point to do it. And I think Trump saw that and went, okay, this is what they want, somebody who's going to fight back.
Right.
And not just take it.
But
Bush didn't fight back, but he didn't kowtow either. He just ignored it.
Yes, and I've been joking about the never-Trumpers ever since he won, because all of these years, Miles and I both, and then during the time that you've been on the show, we just want a president that says it the way it is. Oh, my gosh, did you hear what he just said? And it's just comical. It really is. It's just comical. He's got to sit back and giggle himself. He's got to. You mentioned Newt. I saw Newt in an interview, and they were asking him about Trump's tweets and whatever zany tweeted at the time. And Newt says, this is a calculation. They've sat down. In fact, the interviewer was asking him, why isn't he seeking unity? He said, they've sat down, and Newt specified, I don't know, this is what I believe, but they've sat down and arrived at the conclusion that there will be no unity, that it's us against them. And once they got in that mindset, then you're back to the New York City boy.
I don't think he's wrong.
No, I think he's right about that. There is not unity. There was unity for about, a week after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and then as soon as they thought that, can we do it yet? Can we please do it yet? And as soon as they thought the folks would tolerate it, that's the key, folks. As soon as they thought you would tolerate it, they were back on the same old nasty. And it's not, this isn't the First Amendment where you have the right to, you know, redress your government. This is just zany, negative rant all day long. That's what I think.
The irony of the CNN thing with them pushing on this guy with the meme, there's been about 15, I've seen at least 15 other videos now come out with CNN being the target.
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't stop this by threatening the guy. They enhanced it.
They stopped one guy until he looks around and says, everybody's doing it. Okay, I'm in. Listen, what I want to talk about real brief while we're down to this final little bit before break is I'm wanting to change the entrance and the theme music to the show. But I'm wanting listeners to help us do that. And so, folks, if you've got an idea for what theme music the show should begin with and we use, write to Mike@themikehewittshow.com. Send us an email, Mike@themikehewittshow.com. By the way, renegaderiver.com has got a link to the radio show. The radio show's got a link back to our number one sponsor, renegaderiver.com. And when we get to August 2nd, the three of us will have voted on which one of these songs, that the theme musics, if you will, and whoever is the person that wins that, I'm going to give that person $100 that they can spend at renegaderiver.com. And so that's the plan. I've been wanting a new song. I've been talking about it with you guys for a couple months now. And finally I thought, wait a minute, let's have the listeners jump in, and I'll pay them to do it. That makes sense to me.